Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Oh, now my reputation will be ruined all over Europe. What are the charges?
Theft, ma'am. And I'm afraid it's a serioso. You see, thieves can be imprisoned for 40 or 50 years, and sometimes they even get put down by the firing squad.
Oh, heavens! Does Charles the Contractor deserve the death sentence?
Did it just get fatter in here? Oh wait, here's Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
This week we're talking desserts.
Dessert scandal.
Or just desserts, Cliff.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome to the show, listeners.
Sorry, I just feel like we're always doing a show, Cliff. Our listeners are always here with us in our hearts. So I just can carry on with the conversation.
I've heard Susan say that even when you're in bed at night,
I'm just talking to the listeners.
You're talking in sleep. You're like, yes, and that's something everybody should know. And you're doing a show in your head.
I live it all the time.
Crazy. You're a crazy guy.
We're talking about dessert, Cliff, something that I truly love.
We are. I'm so refreshed.
I am too.
That little break.
Don't you just feel great?
I feel great. I feel great.
I do. I had a wonderful time. I went on a magical cruise. And that's not just a joke. I was a magical cruise.
I love more.
From all the pictures from your phone that you've shown me, it looks very magical.
Expecto Patronum.
I hope that you told Terry hello for me when you were there with her.
I did. Is this your card?
Sorry,
I'm still feeling the magic.
So magical. Just a lot of magic running through the studio today.
Well, especially with desserts.
I feel it. I feel the magic. Listeners are saying, hey, this is my magic time. It's Cliff and Kendall. Coast to Coast.
Oh, it's magic.
It's an internet talk show. And listeners, they just come to hear what we've got to tell them. We're just a conduit for the writers. We're just giving it.
We're just giving it.
We're like a flame, but the candle never burns away. That fat.
We're an eternal flame.
Hog fat.
We're an eternal flame.
And we are. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you said eternal flame. That we're an eternal flame. Is this burning an eternal flame? Because it made me think of burning. Hey, close your eyes. Give me your
everything
hand.
Gives you a song.
Do you feel my heart beating? It's one of my absolute favorite songs. Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Or is this burning an eternal flame? Say my name. Sunshine through the rain. My whole life so lonely. You come and ease the pain. Speaking of burning, I wanted to bring this up. I'm so glad you led to that. And this moment right now, it appeals a little bit to the teens who love the toilet humor, the single potheads at home, scarfing down the Cheetos. I want to know. This is a real thing, Kendall. I'm talking really out there. Kendall, speaking medically, when you're doing the deuce, you're dropping a two in the old toilet.
Uh-huh.
What makes it like, you know, sometimes it will just like burn fire.
Oh.
Does this ever happen to you?
I fell in. Yeah, it's called hemorrhoids.
No, it can't be. I'm in denial. But I can't possibly have hemorrhoids.
But everybody after 30, I think, has hemorrhoids.
No.
Yes, and
no.
You can't get rid of them.
No.
And that's why Johnny Cash wrote that song, Ring of Fire.
Oh, my God.
He fell into it.
You
know our listeners are glad they tuned in this week.
Listeners are saying desserts, who better?
Eternal flame, who better?
Who better?
I know everything about desserts. Everything. I didn't even need the writers for
it. I knew that, Kendall, the moment I looked at you and saw
everybody
you.
Everybody can see that.
The first time I ever laid eyes on you, I said, there's a man who knows about desserts.
But just to name a few.
Really, you were 19, and I said, there's a 40-year-old man who knows a lot about desserts.
I did.
As the famous story goes.
I knew about cake. I feel like bubblegum right now. Cakes, cookies, biscuits. Gelatin, pastries, ice cream, pies, puddings, and candy.
Oh, my.
It's like I'm listening to porn.
These
are all desserts, Cliff. They're all wonderful things that I grew up eating way too much of.
Kendall, do you know the 10 most popular desserts in America?
What's that?
Do you have any idea?
I might.
Do you have any idea? The number one, fudge.
Oh, fudge is up there.
It's fudge.
You know what I love? Peanut butter fudge.
Do you? What's the difference? One's got peanut butter in it, one doesn't?
Yeah, it tastes like peanut butter but fudge at the same time. You've never had peanut butter fudge?
Yeah, I've had it, but you know, let me tell you a true tale from my life, okay? Another episode of True Tales from Cliff's
It's time for True Talk with Cliff.
This is a truth, not the truth bomb. It's not quite as big of a reveal as when I revealed that I got hate mail for being fat as an obese teen. But I did, also while I was an obese teen, my mom, she made a lot of fudge come Christmas time. It was fudge making time around my house. And she made a lot of fudge. And this one evening, young fatso that I was.
Young fat Cliff.
You know, tell me if you've ever done this, Kendall. Yeah, I just sat down and ate like a whole big ton of fudge.
Cliff, I did it last night.
Just fudge after fudge after fudge. And I ate so much fudge that it was one of those first maiden voyages into, what I've eaten has made me sick.
But that's called binge eating.
It's called binge eating. It's become my life.
It's continued on for many decades after that.
Then for 17 years, I
kept doing the
same thing.
Oh my God, it was like decades.
It was decades.
Decades.
But anyway, I ate so much fudge that night. That fateful, fudgeful night.
You've been binge eating for decades.
That honestly, I don't want that much more fudge. I will have a piece or two of fudge here and there, but I don't want the mass fudge the way I might want mass quantities of something else.
Uh-huh. I want massive quantities.
Like
a lot of things.
The number two most popular dessert, chocolate cake.
Oh, I love chocolate cake.
Remember how Our Lady of Broadcast Comedians, she would make cake soup with ice cream and cake and just mix it in a bowl.
Oh, I used to do that all the time.
Oh, God.
Why do we not do those things anymore?
So, I do. Where are you living?
You know what? I never have cake and ice cream at the same time
which is a shame. It's a shame.
Because
what's
like,
better?
Well, I'm like, that's going to make you fat. That's going to make you fat. I can't afford two of them.
So stupid. We've spent our whole lives doing so stupid things. Because you know what? If we once in a while gave in and had some cake soup, maybe we wouldn't have a whole cake by itself. Then you have a whole ice cream by itself. Eat them together. Why not?
Oh, my God.
You have a watchful wife is what I was going to say. Wait. That's why you don't eat it like I do.
Well, and that's true, too. But look, I went to a baby shower, right? Last weekend down the street in Bushtown.
Oh, God.
And Tell me all about it. Oh, I'm not telling you about it. It was a nightmare.
Tell me something good.
I am. The one good thing about it was that they had tres leche cake. Have you ever had that?
Tell me about it, maybe.
Oh, we had it at a wedding we went to one time. It's a cake that's like saturated with three different types of milk. Like,
oh yeah,
condensed milk. It's just like, it's like liquid almost.
Oh yeah.
And that's like the cake soup you're referring to.
That's the stuff.
Yeah. And,
oh yeah.
Oh my God, they had a piece. Cliff, I swear to God, it was big in my head.
Oh, can
and
I be boned up over here?
Listen, they handed it to me, and everybody in the room kept saying, oh my God, why do they make those servings so big? They're so huge. And all I could think was, thank God they make these servings so big.
Doesn't it irk you as a fat person when people say something like, I've never seen anyone finish that before?
Yeah. Oh, trust me, everybody here finished this cake. It was so good. But I just felt good that I was in the company of people that were like saying all that so I could then just still eat it.
Just let it fly.
Just let it fly.
Let your fat flag fly.
Oh, it flies daily.
Brownies. I'm talking brownies.
Brownies are so good.
I'm talking brownies.
I love some brownies. I love
brownies.
I want to get one of those pans. We have never been more enthusiastic about any topic on this
brownie
show.
Brownie time.
I want to get one of those pans that, like, cook it in a snake.
Oh, yes.
So everyone is a corner.
Let's do ourselves a favor. Let's make a bow right now. Let's get each other that for Christmas.
Oh, my God. Okay, please. I've got to make a note of this.
Unless the listeners send a brownie pan to us like that.
Brownie pan.
I'm talking brownies. What you have to do, listeners, is you have to add some chocolate chips to those brownies. It makes them moist, makes them chocolatier.
See, I'm a purist.
Oh, no. Kendall's a purist. Thanks, Puritans. Go get back on the fucking Mayflower. You gotta add, brownies. Kendall, brownies. Brownies.
How many times can you say it with brownies?
Won't you take me to Brownie Town? Won't you take me to
Brownie Town?
Brownie Town. Kendall, I'm talking ice cream.
Oh, please. I wish we had some ice cream.
I'm talking it. I'm talking ice cream. I'm going there.
I want some ice cream so bad.
Tell me just a few of your favorite ice creams from your life.
Well, I love chocolate chip cookie dough. That is my favorite. And I know it's not your favorite, but it is my absolute favorite.
Whenever I see it, I think, Kendall would like that.
Yep, cookies and cream. And I think the reason I like chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream is it's like what I was saying before. It's like two things that are terrible that are mixed together.
Oh, cookies and cream is great.
Yeah, I love cookies and cream.
Good.
I'm so sorry. I am so excited. I need to go get something right now.
Dessert. Wait.
Oh, please, Cliff. I got to get a dessert.
No. I need you to stay here at any price, at any cost. I'm talking, is the price right?
Okay, but quick, because I want some ice cream.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Snodbottom.
He's the vice right now, Mr. Snodbottom. He has just been... he has been enthused this week about something. I don't know what.
Well, he probably desserts. He knew it was coming.
Desserts? Well, because we had to do a little bit of, research on the subject.
We ate a lot.
We had a lot from the Erotic Bakery. Had a lot of penis dongs. Had some nipple sticks. Had some of those... What were those things that looked like a... You know what they look like.
Vagina?
Yeah, those things.
What were they?
Yeah.
They were vagina suckers.
Vagina, oh.
Everybody loves a good vagina sucker.
See, I was thinking it was like an armpit for a while. And I was like, why are we having these armpit suckers?
Because I kept pointing out that to you all day.
Okay, no, is the price right? Right.
Is the price right?
We're going to give you each other some prices. We're going to see if we can guess the price and see if it's right. Is the price right?
All
right,
Cliff, for the first one.
Yeah.
Butter pecan, blondie topped. With ice cream from Applebee's. How much would you pay for that?
I want to make a bold prediction now and say we're going to be better at naming dessert prices than anything else.
Sadly.
But then I might get this wrong. If I'm at Applebee's, I'm having a blondie. $5.99.
Did you see this?
No!
Did you see it on my page?
No! Is that what it is? Look. Told you we were going to get it right.
$5.99.
I told you. All right. Is the price right?
Let's see.
Oh, let's see what's happening. All right. I'm talking you wheeling up in the drive-thru. You were born in the drive-thru, baby. You were born this fat.
Probably was.
Kendall, I'm talking you just rolling up, getting one of those cookies and cream large blizzards at that DQ Dairy Queen. How much does that set you back?
A large blizzard?
A large blizz.
$3.49.
Oh, Kendall, 1989 called, and it wants its Blizzard prices back. It is $4.49. You're not that far off.
Oh, well, I do it in 1989. Cliff, a whole 10-inch cheesecake.
Okay.
From the Cheesecake Factory.
From the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. That would make us true golden girls. If we could get that.
Let's go get one.
$17.99.
You would think, wouldn't you?
You would think.
I think that must be for a single piece, Cliff. For a 10-inch cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory, it is $42.99.
Oh, fudge.
So if anybody ever brings you a Cheesecake Factory cheesecake, a whole one,
they
really like you.
Just steal money from their purse because they will not notice. Oh, my God. Kendall, I'm talking about, let's get back to basics.
Okay.
50 pounds of great value Walmart sugar.
50 pounds?
50 pounds of sugar.
So what I go through in a day.
It's about what we eat a day.
God, I feel like sugar prices fluctuate.
They fluctuate wildly.
Just like my weight. Yeah. God, $34.
Wait, wow. you're not far off. $27.40.
Oh, okay.
You were getting the real stuff. I'm talking store brand.
I was getting the sugar in the raw.
You were getting the sweet stuff. Sweet stuff. Sweet stuff. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Up a dozen cupcakes from our old favorite place in LA, Sprinkles Cupcakes.
Sprinkles.
A dozen cupcakes.
It's a pricey cupcake. I don't remember because I always sent Sebastian for them, and then Tyler, and then Topher.
And then every night one.
They never. They would always just bring them back for me. And then I would let them keep the change because I'm a good tipper. I'm good to assist.
Well, how much did you pay for those, though?
A dozen donuts, $59.99.
Well, you're close. The same price as a 10-inch cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory, $42.
Well, I think I'd rather have a dozen donuts. Would I rather have a dozen donuts.
Anything that I could eat all of them in one sitting, I need to pay under $10 for.
Kendall, I'm talking, let's get back to basics. Let's get even further back to basics.
Okay.
Let's say you go to the store and you want a cacao tree to grow your own cacao beans.
What?
You just grind them up, make your own chocolate, Kendall.
That's too much work.
You are so handy. You would love this tree. How much is it?
$50.
Oh my God, Kendall. Are you looking at this? Have you been pricing cacao trees online again? $47.62. Oh. That's 50 with tax.
When you said that, I was thinking, oh, it must be way more than that. It must be like $80.
No.
I went with my gut.
Went with your gut. Can you give me more prices?
Speaking of my gut, no, I got to take a break because my gut's so huge.
One more gut. Oh, okay. Hold your gut. Hold it. Can I got one more price. Is the price right for this? I'm talking, you love it. I love it. Chocolat. I'm talking the movie Chocolat from 2000. Miramax film, Oscar nominee on DVD. How much is that setting you back? Chocolat, Juliette Binoche, Johnny Depp. Come on. Classic.
$7.49.
Oh, you're so close. That's with tax. $6.27 on Amazon.
I was thinking of Target. They usually have like $7.99.
I think Chocolat. Come on, put that in the $4.99 bin. All right, we got to get to the break. Kendall's gut is wobbling.
It's gut busting.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Come and get 'em, Fruit Pie the Magician here at the Franklin School. What do kids like best about Hostess Fruit Pies?
I like the crust best. It holds thin, quite thin. I like fruit, and that tomato's got a lot of fruit in there. I like cherry best. And apple. And
that says it all. Hostess Fruit Pies, Twinkies, Cakes, and Cupcakes. Fresh snacks with a snack in the middle.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Desserts, Kendall.
Or just desserts. Mrs. Potipotta Butcher, she made some macadamia nut cookies and had them in the break room in honor of our dessert show. And I'm so sorry, but I've eaten them all.
Oh, you've eaten them all?
Yeah, but she said she had some more she's bringing over. They're coming right now. I couldn't help myself. It happened before I knew what happened.
You want this to be one of those episodes where I'm mad the whole time?
No, but
listeners
look,
don't like that.
But I did bring in this pineapple upside down cake that she cooked.
All right. Sit over there when you're talking in it. I'll eat some.
Okay, good.
All right, you know, Kendall, when we're talking of desserts.
Donuts!
And we're donuts?
Donuts! 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 Yeah. Donuts! Donuts!
Now, is that donuts. A dessert or is that just one of your average breakfast foods?
No, I think it's a dessert.
Like too. Cheerios and half a grapefruit.
No, I have donuts for dessert all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
I have them for appetizers quite frequently.
Well, yeah, you stop by the Krispy Kreme on the way home after dinner, before dinner. Yeah. They work for anything.
I love road donuts. Don't you love road donuts?
Oh, God, I want some donuts right now.
Fat people out there are like, yeah, I know the donuts that I get when nobody knows that you eat.
I'm stopping on the way home from the studio to get some donuts.
They don't know. They're thinking this person has a family that's going to eat all these donuts. They don't know.
They don't even make them home.
No, you've got to throw the box in a dumpster. Nobody knows. That's between you and God. Sometimes it's good to have just a secret between you and God, yeah. Don't you think?
And now we've shared it with everyone. Please, we haven't shared it with anybody.
Come on.
But Cliff,
who's listening?
Now, we're talking a lot about things we do know, but let's talk about things that we don't know.
Okay.
Dating do's and don'ts, Cliff.
All right, it's time for our segment. It's DT DD B DD T DD.
I heard double D several times in there, Cliff.
Do these dating do's, but don't do these dating don'ts.
Who better?
Who better to give love advice?
Than Cliff and Kendall.
Than us. Listeners are loving it. They're saying, hey, let's give it a shot.
I'm loving it, Cliff. When you're dating,
yeah,
do be on time.
Do.
The last thing you want to do is make a bad impression on a first date by being late. Tardiness implies that you don't even care.
It just implies.
And that. Especially you want to be there on time for dessert.
This asshole doesn't even care.
Even worse, the person you're meeting may not hang around to wait for you to turn up. It might be the love of your life.
That's better. Better for them. I want to give props to that other person who's not wasting their damn time for some late asshole.
Just
good. If your date is late, get the hell out of there.
After you order dessert.
Yeah, have yourself a little dessert. No, you don't have a dessert there. It's stupid. You get some road donuts.
Some road donuts.
You get road donuts on the way home. Do get road donuts if you are ever stood up on a date. You know, you got those classic sitcom style stand-ups. Sometimes you're just waiting in the rain.
Waiting in the rain,
and then it is for hours. Don't do it. Have some freaking self-respect, and then have some road donuts to just console yourself between you and God on the way home. Do it. Kendall, do this other dating do.
Please.
You got Kendall. Can I give you a dating do?
Please do.
Can I give you a dating do? Do wait. Do not have. Bone session right away. just don't have a, you know, some people, they're like, hey, let's shake hands. Then you're in a bang session.
Nice to meet you. Get over here.
Then, well, you slipped into a four-way and you don't know how it happened.
But how did this happen?
I'm saying, Kendall, maybe, it's better to wait just a little while.
Like 10 minutes?
10, 20, no, Kendall, you know, and listen, just wait as long as you can. And then take this to heart. The hotter the sex is at the beginning, the cooler it's gonna feel when that cools off. Kendall knows all about it. He's been married for 14 years.
Has it been 14 years?
Feels like it to me. Near 9 years. And
oh, almost a decade.
He's a damn old married man. He's seen it, done it all. His marriage has cooled off. It's like the ice flows.
I've seen it all. I've eaten it all.
His marriage is the only thing giving hope to the polar ice caps. I'm just kidding. I'm making marriage jokes. Kendall, do make hilarious jokes if you're out on a date.
Do it. Also, don't talk about yourself all night, Cliff. There's nothing worse than a person that loves to talk about themselves all the time.
Oh, dude, it gets so old.
Like, I have this radio show in Busheltown.
Radio show, it's KBSH, Rye 99.
Rye 99.
And they play all the hits in our show.
We have wonderful people that work with us.
A lot of people work with us, a lot of good friends, good times, a lot of love, a lot of magic in the studio.
A lot of desserts.
So
there's magic in the air.
There's magic in the air tonight. There's magic in the air. Magic in the air, Kendall. Don't. Do you have any dating don'ts?
Don't bombard your date with extremely personal questions.
Come on, don't do it.
Like you, they probably don't want to reveal too much about themselves just yet, especially if you're going on a first date.
Don't. Good one, Kendall. Don't let on. Just don't even let the cat out of the bag that you've been Google stalking your date, right? We all do it. We're all Googling everybody. Face it. This is the world we live in. It's a...
I thought you said Facebook. Facebook. Oh, that's in my face.
Like. People will like that on Facebook. Kiddo, face it. This is the world we live in. It is a horrifying future dystopian society. Everybody's Googling everybody. But you don't have to talk about it. Don't say, hey, I noticed you that your birthday is coming up in a few weeks. And hey, I noticed, you know, that you've changed employment a few times in the last couple of years. What's that? What's that employment gap all about? And you know, don't do it. Don't.
Hey, I've seen you change your shirt since yesterday when you posted that.
It's a dating. Don't. You look a lot better in all those bathroom mirror selfies.
Cliff, finally from my end here.
Finally.
Don't pursue sex after your partner said no. That one's for you, Charles.
Oh, no.
It's tacky, and it proves you're just an idiot. Charles, stop it.
It's just so damn tacky.
Stop it.
It's so tacky. Everyone should just say no to Charles. And if you don't, that is just stupid.
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 It's time for Kendall's stupid question.
Uh-oh.
Cliff, aren't you so excited for these stupid questions?
I'm super excited. Did I mean?
Oh, God. You mentioned that several times.
Oh.
Oh, you did a couple times. All right, here we go.
Has it come up, Kendall?
A couple times. Here we go. Who is this?
Chiggers! Oh. Chiggers!
Who is this? Oh. Excuse me, we're doing a show.
Can we help you?
Oh. I got a fax. I'm supposed to come, you know, get rid of the chiggers around here.
Chiggers?
Oh my God, I did tell Mr. Snobbottom that I had awful chiggers this week. And we'd call somebody, but I didn't think you'd call them right in the middle of the show.
So you're spraying for chiggers.
Yeah, my name is Lenny.
Okay.
The exterminator.
Okay.
And I'm here to exterminate the chiggers.
Okay, and you can't wait until like after the show?
Oh, I've seen your van. It says Lenny. It has like a big picture of an ant on the side of it.
Uh-huh.
With an X through it. That's amazing.
The ant is, she was blonde, she had pearls.
And she had big boobs.
It was a big boobed ant.
Uh-huh.
I love those. I love those trucks.
Well, we're a big fan of your truck. Have you heard of us before, Cliff and Kendall?
We're an internet talk show, and have you ever listened to KBSH here in Busheltown at 4:30 in the morning on Sunday?
Raw 99?
That's us.
No.
No.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
Have you ever heard of Dolores on KBSH? Dolores?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't know Dolores? Yeah.
Everybody knows Dolores. She hates us.
Well, she so mostly much. Hates Kendall. It's mostly Kendall.
I don't know why this rivalry started. Anyway, we're sort of friends with Dolores. So, you know, you want to join us for this segment and answer some stupid questions? This is something we do on our show.
You can just keep spraying while we ask you.
Sure, why not?
All right, great.
I'm still getting paid. Who cares?
Okay. I'm so excited. All right.
That's true.
Lenny, what is one vacation destination that many people think is just fabulous, but which you personally have no desire to ever visit or revisit?
That would be Chiggertown.
Chiggertown. Nobody wants to go to Chiggertown.
Kendall's been to Chiggertown. Kendall has chigger bites all over his body.
You want to see them?
No.
Okay.
If it involves looking at your body, no.
They're on my legs. They're all on my legs. They're everywhere. They're all up my side. Oh, God. Don't go outside in Busheltown. It's terrible. All right, considering all the big screen movies you've ever seen, which one do you believe had the greatest emotional impact on you, Lenny?
I missed the first part of the question.
Considering all the big screen movies that you have ever seen, which one do you believe had the greatest emotional impact on you?
I would have to...
Other than Steel Magnolia.
No.
Yes.
I would say Arachnophobia.
Oh, good one. I hate Arachnophobia.
It killed me when John Goodman stepped on that stupid spider.
Oh, I thought you meant because the spiders. I hate them. I want them all eradicated.
No, they're like
banished
the
from
saviors
the
of the movie.
The spiders?
Yeah.
I'm terrified of spiders. I watched that at a great deal of horror and terror when I watched it.
A lot of horror.
I can't watch it. It makes me run for the hills.
Gives him the heebie-jeebies, the hoobie-joobies.
All right, I got one more for you, Lenny.
Yeah.
If you could bring back any past tradition that seems to have faded, what tradition would you bring back?
Just any old tradition there, Len.
Tar and feathering.
Tar?
Oh,
I think,
I don't
yes.
think that's in the past here in Busheltown.
No.
Really?
Some. I've seen some tar and feathers blowing through the streets.
Mm-hmm. There's no telling.
Now, Lenny, I did have an encounter with a spider the other day. And I don't know what you think. I had a spider living on my counter in my bathroom for like a week. But is that weird? I couldn't bear to kill him. Like, he lived over behind the cup where I put my toothbrush.
I couldn't bear to kill him. Okay.
Is that weird?
That's weird, Cliff. It's very weird. I'm going to tell you right now, it's weird.
It was just, I saw him.
There's a few around here that I'm about to murder.
Now, this morning, I saw a spider before I came to the studio. And I know you're looking at your watch, Lenny. I know you got to go. But I did see a spider this morning crawling across the wall in my living room of my apartment, which is above the fish hatchery in downtown. And it was a spider, and it looked like this spider from the bathroom, but it previously had not left the bathroom. If a spider lives in the bathroom, do they leave, Lenny?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
You have to go searching for food, Cliff. We leave our places to go buy food.
And it has found it because it came to the couch where there are still like blueberry crumbs under from Halloween in the
Well, and that's why I don't cushions. Trust spiders, because they don't stay where they're at. They leave and they come at you.
They don't stay.
All right. Middle of the night. All right. Well, Lydia, thank you so much for spraying in here, because these chiggers have been terrible. I really appreciate it. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, Lenny.
Well, Lenny, thanks. Have a great one.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Cliff, I feel like we have just scratched the surface on desserts. I really do.
Let's just speed right to the end, Kendall. Let's speed right to the end. I'm so sad.
I am so sad, but I'm sad because we don't have more time to talk about desserts.
I'm sad about a lot of things, Kendall. I'm sad about a lot of things and places and people in my life.
I'm sad we ate that whole cake.
I'm sad.
There's no more of it.
I'm sad. We take with us the memory. It's so hard
to say goodbye
to cheesecake.
I'm so sad there's no more. Anybody have $42 in the studio so we can go
anybody, buy cheesecake? Come on.
We must have a pie. Stress cannot exist in the presence of a pie. Right. And that was said by David Mamet. Cliff, I don't want any stress in here. I want some pie.
Oh, my God. Kendall, a balanced diet is a cookie in each hand. And that was said by who? An unknown Arthur.
Please, let's go balance our diet. This wasn't me that said this. It was Bill Watterson said, I'm not a vegetarian, I'm a dessertitarian.
Oh, yes. Did someone read my mind?
Bring on the dessert, I did.
Bring it on.
Cliff, why don't you take us home down those dessert-filled roads?
Take me home, dessert-filled roads, to a dessert.
Dairy Queen, where I can order a blizzard.
Whoa, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, buddy. We will see you here next week.
Yes.
Show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.